Isambula bina kana turangan marama dorbo na ngone lewa na siga bina kani kua. Gora Foundation na bi mama ni tini na bi siga tangu. Fambula tugani na kokoma na ni adai chisu na siga bina kani kua. En siga talanga itali ta kikina en da celebrate ta kikina en baki lima sanga bulu kandua ni nonda matentu en da tuba ta kikua. Yeah. So fambula tugani na siga bina kani kua. Kau ni tangan yang damaru tak tigo, nanon dapat nuah, bawa sih nanon tak kalunya, vi maru itu mai, nanon dapat nuah, enak sih binangan juga. Wambule tu kan nama tentu etolu, bukan waktu orang yang kumbuna, bukan waktu orang yang berbesanga, kebata lagi nabi tadi ningganga nato bata, enak sih binangan juga. Wambule tu kan ni, enak sana itu ni kapan ni nanon dapat nuah, nabi kor kor, nabi matengali, nabi tikina, mai ilawi zak me, aduh sarginya tu esawa, mai rotuma, rambi bata kekua. Me tega bu mai na boli ku ka kota samara ni kina zeba ki kanda sama kambula rarama tu gani en singa bina gani ku bi kanda tu na bi korba ga biti nda sema tu mai en wale si platform channel 4 my tv ni mbula binaka so tra bi kanda sema tu mai en e vola mata ni new methodist christian fellowship se my tv facebook sama kambula tu gani en singa bina gani ku le biti na tu na bi se bura bura au kla ni ndo bata tal tu mai na marutaki na sigan de dai ni katini sigan bulo ko topa na do maro takina na non da banua kenda sa kinda bagiti ko na ha ta le na ha ni mbula na ha ni nganga ni wani turanga o Jesu Kristo ena siga bina kadi kwa ni ro itabi nga migaro wiki nda bagiti na non da banua ba o sibi na mataga ni sigan kwa nona vina kana kalu nona taudo ko na kalu na nona yalon dina na kalu nona yalolo na kalu kina non da banua ena siga bina kadi kwa da sa ba kambula wiki nda bagiti ko ena koko mana ni ave Jesu ena singa bina kani kwa ena bora zambori tu endo na masu ya masu laki mandanga kina nonda ba nonda matentu nonda wanua ena singa bina kani kwa.
So we welcome you all as you are tuning in today. We would like to acknowledge today's Fiji Day, 51 years of being in independence, and I believe it's on a low profile because of the current situation that we are facing here in Fiji, but we shouldn't miss the fact that God has been faithful for the last 51 years of Fiji being independent. So we would like to commit our nation, and I believe as and when we live throughout every day, we are so engrossed with our life that we forget to love our nation the way it is. No nation is perfect, but we continue to commit it to the Lord because we believe that God has created this nation and He is the God of our nation, and this is the God of our nation program. So we would like to welcome you. We try as much to find something that is Fiji today, and I believe looking at the decoration, thank you Zalman, Zib Events Fiji for bringing about this color coding for Fiji Day today, because we are all anticipating that today is a public holiday meant to celebrate the Fiji Day in whatever little way that you're going to be having lunch with your family. Maybe it's just a normal Sunday lunch, or maybe today is your birthday as well and you're celebrating it or having a reason to celebrate something today. Well, include Fiji Day because we are proud of our nation, and we are proud to be to be given the opportunity plead before God and take our nation's name to God and ask for His blessings, and not only that, and ask for His goodness to be for all of us. So we would like to welcome you this morning, and also to those of you who do not go to church either or not belong to any denomination, but you look at this program as a program for you to have something spiritual for the week. So we welcome you. Thank you for being part of our lives and being part of this program since it started way back in 2019. And we have been blessed to have you as part of this program. Or maybe some families, you've been considering to go to church but never had the opportunity to, or it's difficult to take them, or there is no transportation. We are just so grateful that through my TV and through this platform, we are able, not only us, we started in the morning, thank you to Reverend Elias Croy and the beautiful singing from his family. We were blessed with that. So today is a day of being blessed with the things of God and being blessed with the Word of God and being blessed in whatever little way that you desire to be met today. I believe every element and every desire, you will be met. And also for the Sunday school, beautiful teaching from Teacher Lela from the Assemblies of God. And then we have the All Nation and the Power in the Word that Gusty Levy Kevin shared this morning. And now we are on the God of Our Nation. And straight after this, you will continuously have somebody speaking to your lives today. But since you are here and being part of our audience, we would like to say thank you for taking this time to join us this morning, as well as to all the new Methodists that are logging in today. I believe it's Central Mission Sunday today. And we would like to say welcome and thank you. Out of the norm, like we were just announcing last week, even though the restrictions have been lifted, most churches are back normally today. But for new Methodists, we had urged you and also advised earlier that you you still need to worship from your family or the way that you have been worshiping God until and unless everybody is prepared and all the protocols are met and everybody have done their signages, everything that is required of each and every worship center before we roll out. And I believe we can do that by next Sunday, depending on how you're going to prepare, because we'll have our people to come down and audit from your books right to your signage and also the sanitizer and the registration books. So we believe, that by this Sunday or next Sunday, we should be able to roll out on that program. So once again, I thank you for joining us, and also to the virtual. Today is the ending and the closure of the conference that we have started on the Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we would like to welcome you and thank you as well. All over Australia, New Zealand, the different divisions and zones. And thank you for joining us from Friday night in Europe, Scotland, Romania, and Germany. We would like to say thank you for going out of your way to be part of the virtual conference, and also for the virtual spread out all over. American Samoa, Papua New Guinea, Marshall Islands, as well as the Cook Islands. Thank you for joining us. And we would like to also welcome you this morning, because today we're going to start the program by committing Fiji to God's hands, and also to getting Ngasilewu to pray over our nation. Pray for those in leadership, pray for the government of the day, and pray for every element that we believe that the Holy Spirit will lead him as we commit our beautiful nation, Fiji, even though regardless where you're staying and you have been Fiji and you're now living abroad and you are joining us this morning, I believe in your heart you still have Fiji there with you. So we would like to commit our nation because we love our nation and we love our God. So I'll give this time to Ngasilewu to pray for our nation.
Hallelujah. It's always good to celebrate. And we celebrate with God.
Yes.
Because without God, we will not have a good nation.
Yeah.
Beautiful nation, Fiji. Eh? So wherever we go, it's a symbol, it's a sign that we love our God, because He is the one who look after our nation.
And He has done so many great things.
So many great things, yeah.
Even through the pandemic and COVID and how He has just gotten us through.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let us come before the Lord in prayer. Turanga ke mamsa, waka bindi binakatakana ni mami banua. Na wale uturanga na numuni solia vira ni mamingase na numuni vipakarutaki sandokai sarukubiki na dhamuni samasulaki na matentu vili utakitu umai venga unasautiani meadha umai na matentu vili utakitu na ngonungo samasulaki wakabijumina kataki na nambula na presidenti nono matavubale samasulaki wakabijumina kataki na nambula na prime minister nono matavubale kapaka kina ure na cabinet ministers kapaka talangi na kuire na parliamentarians taudhoko sadhambori kibike muni vina wale uturanga na nima mibanua na kena vike korokoro na kena vike matangali na kena vike yavusana kena vike tokatoka masula kina kena bi anu anu masula kina kena bi korokoro imbarabi kapatala kina uli bonua sa masula kina kena bi the kauna na kena ingoli ingoli na lasa na punga sa masula kikibe kimuni na ndela ningele na kena bi wata na kena bi bi tokai tua na kena bi imbarabi na kena bi uziwai na kena bi indrano sa waga bini mina takibe kimuni na simi na nigua kema misando kai kimuni na nima mikalu maleta kimuni ngako ni wano nobotu na nima mibanua ke ira rabeli utakikina sa masula kina simi na ganikua kima misa waga bini mina kataka na nonrambula kara raitha tu na mbula waga ilabo na kena zizi waki tu na kena vi singa turanga kena waka samataki na mbose lawa na kena vi talo no ataki na kena waka turi na vi lawa soome vi vi so taki na kena vi tikina na kena vi closes na klu merao kina na mbula binaka na nima mibanua vina wale turanga kima misa kerea na buku kima misa kerea na kilaka kima mi kerea vi kemuni turanga muni sa veli utaki tiko veri na veli utaki vi kamba nilelewe raitha tu na vi tamban na vagai lavo o turanga ore vi business na vi tauni na vi city na nungu kalu sa da bori talanga ke vi kemuni na kena vi toka toka na kena vi asana kena vi korokoro na kena vi usa na kena vi matangali sa da bori ke vi kemuni chobo na nima mikalu na singa bina ni kwa ke mami the room ma indona ngona ndende ma na 2020 hello botu ma ingona pandemic io kemuni kila na nima mikalu endina kina no muni vosa ke vi kemami ke bagana sini tarana bale ko chobo yera no da wale ko yera na tarvale ke bo sini andrama na korko chobo yera sanga yanra wale ko ira nebo katawa sa kalunga tan matentu sa non ra kalu ko choba ke matangali sa ndingi tago ko me non riboto bota turanga ke mam sa bless ta kindina na sigi na ngani ko ni ke mam ngara matu ko ndu na kalu ke mam sa sulia ngona kina ne mam ibanua ko ira bi lutaki ke ve ke moni moni bi lutaki muni redir na biluta ki turanga na dondolu na sabsaba ke nandina msa tuta ki na bulu ke ni biluta ki vaga banua vaga matentuba kambani vaga lotu hena siga binani kwa kima msa zambora ni mami banua veke muni mina wale bulu rambula na biluta ki hena siga binani kwa Father, we commit our nation to you. We thank you, Father God, for those in government position, those in leadership, the excellency, the Mr. President and the family, Honorable the Prime Minister and the family, and all those that are leading, parliamentarians, that they sit together, they move forward. I pray, Father God, for their life, the wisdom and the knowledge from you, the fear of the Lord to be instilled in their heart. And we thank you, Father God, that you'll continue to visit them and guide them and lead them, that the wisdom and the knowledge from God will be placed in their heart so they can lead our nation, especially the people, in this challenging time, the challenging days that we are facing right now. Amen. Once again, we commit every companies, every cities, every town, every organization, ports authority, because of our ports, the AFL, Airports Fiji Limited, and Air Terminal Services, and the Fiji Airways, because of our airports that is about to be lifted. We thank you, Father God, that the wisdom, the knowledge from you. Thank you, Father God, for our economy. You will open the gateway because we are trusting you. There are your children that they live in this nation, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, that they are crying to you. They are coming to you. They are trusting in you. And you will open borders. You will open the economy of this nation. And they will live happily because they are serving a living God in this nation. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity that we can stand here and commit our nation to you. For those that are watching from home, for those that they don't go to church, but we are standing together today to commit our nation to you. Thank you for the 51 years of our nation. Thank you for the government of the day, for the all the prime ministers, all the president, all the governors from those days till today. Thank you for our forefathers that they commit this land to you and to you alone. And we also thank their life. Father God, as we stand here, we commit our nation once again to you. Lead us and guide us. Be our God from today. And this is our prayer. We give you the glory, O Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So we thank the Lord once again. Opportunity. We are blessed to pray for our nation.
Yes, we are blessed to pray for our nation.
Pray our nation, and especially live on television. And I believe a lot of people, they are standing with us because we believe that God, the good days are, the better days.
Yes, they are coming.
They are coming because we trust in God. I alone knows the plan I have for you. And
to
the
prosper.
Plan to prosper you.
Yes.
So we hold dear into our heart our God, because our God will change our tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe for every believer, it is your duty to pray for your nation, because you are living in this nation. And everything that you pray for, you must remember to commit to the Lord, because we believe in everything and anything. Maybe a lot of people, they don't believe in God, or they are atheists. They listen to us today and say, okay, you know, what is that prayer about? But we would like to encourage each and every believer today. When you know that there is a God, you will for sure, you know, commit your life, commit your family, and don't forget to commit to the nation, Fiji. And we're all anticipating a good outcome of what's going to happen. Even though we've gone through the pandemic, we will never allow that to define us or to define our nation. We should rise up and be conquerors in everything that is ahead of us, and, you know, come out as great survivors to make it work. And we anticipate greater things that God has for us. Yes, greater things.
Yeah, greater things.
Hallelujah.
Jesus already said, I already conquered the world. I already conquered. Don't be afraid. Don't fear what's out there in the world, because Jesus already said, I already conquered the world.
Amen.
So that means when we live in this world, we are being equipped, we are being wired, we are being blessed that we can live regardless what we face. This pandemic one day, that will become just a common flu.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity. And we normally talk about against all odds.
Yes.
So regardless of what we face in this life, hallelujah.
You may have developed some odds during the pandemic period. So today, you tell your odds to leave you, or tell your odds to get out of your way. Well, just back to a little bit announcement, back to the New Methodist Congregation that are actually logging in today. Another reminder to those of you who have not sent in your vaccination summary, we would like to please remind you, the zones who haven't sent in your vaccination summary, send it across to headquarters or to SPTRA or SP Seremaya Ndelana. Please do that. SP Ndelana, if you can, and your team for the islands, talking about Vunumbalavu, Namukelau, Kambara, and the islands, if you can just call them and don't wait for the report to come through, don't wait for the summary to come through your way. Just give them a call and get all those feedback that you need. And not forgetting, I believe, for Ovalau and Ngau and Levuka. And even for Kandavu, please, if you can call them. Because I believe the internet and all those things may not be fast enough or to be available the way that we have wanted it. So please get all those information through the phone and get all those vaccination summary all done and finalized before tomorrow on the leadership training. So that's another reminder to those of you that are listening today. If you have not seen a pastor, associate, and your rendinis, and not forgetting the pastors of your worship centers, if you haven't done your vaccination summary, please do it today and send it across at the earliest. I believe there's only a few that is pending, about 10 zones that are pending. Most of the zones have given it. I would like to stand today to say thank you for that efficiency. Thank you for the efficient report that has been submitted. So vaccination report supposed to be inclusive of the fully vaccination and those that are still pending another vaccination, and that goes for everybody that is eligible for to be vaccinated, meaning right down to the school children as well. Even though the worship centers or the house of worship have been declared that we can open, the children do not need to be vaccinated, but we would like that report. If your children or if the children within your zone or worship center has been vaccinated, please include the summary as well. So at least we know roughly the percentage of everybody that has been vaccinated under the New Methodist Christian Fellowship. And not only that, for those of us who have been vaccinated, please see through to your children as well. The children, I believe the centers have been advertised for us to take our children for vaccination. We have taken our grandchildren last week. They're waiting now for their second jab. So please remind all your congregation, for those of you who haven't been vaccinated already, see through to your children to be vaccinated. Maybe the requirements is not as much as now, because they said, you know, they can even come to the church without being vaccinated. But you will never know. There may be other criteria later, you know, in the years or maybe in their school life that will be required for them to be vaccinated. Yes. Or even flying and getting out of this country, out into the border, everybody needs to be fully vaccinated. So the vaccination now, we believe, on the vaccination card, the tendency in having that is one of your ID cards as well. So when you come in, they may ask to cite your vaccination cards as well. So please see through to that. And Office 2000, or to laminate a vaccination card for $2. I think $2 to $3. So kibaka semberni laminate na ndomo vaccination card. Alvina kakoti kamero ni maro ivina kana on the wallet. Mekako ni ali mekako telanga ni kambasu. I mean the maro na on the vaccination card. Viva ungeti tiku vekenda kede vekenda na yenyano vakatala kina vekenda na tiku abuli tiviti na vekanga ngendre vimenda the kav. Esa vekenda sababa rovina kana on the signage so sember na madongo na lotu lebu varumbuke kina vakaruai. I believe or varumbuke. Book of our awakenings in the town. Erthona Gibitan and Ken Tuktoko and Pro Events Division auditors. They will be coming to site and audit your worship center. You must have all those signages organized. You must have your book, recording for registration for all your congregation. And when you have that book, have a column for them to take whether they're fully vaccinated or they're, you know, one vaccinated or not vaccinated. Remember, worship center 20 max inside, 50 can go outside, inclusive of the unvaccinated. So we are going to see Nidula, Iran Lakumani Lotu, Iran Dambi Itumba, Ersangan in Dabelam. So Songa Kalale Wayan and give a Matata Talbikan and Mataka, Maletanikua, and the Baronki the men of congregation, go Wakabot Vinakami to Kuntalavikan and Nikua, and Mataka, we are the leaders. So Wakaungeti Kenda. I remind you again today for all those requirements that we need to meet. We held back. Say, Kero Sangani Vakatara, Medakana Lotu Nikon on the Bible Lot, but the Lebu Weekend, the Semer Bakarutak and a kind of Dona Mebakarutak, a Lebu Weekend, the Savakaboti, a Vido, a Sevo, Yakarovina Katame Bakaroke, the Menagetiko Bubata. So we came Niko Kemuni, Bertico, Nivakosukosa Tokavalle, Meroni, Kenda Lotu Watakede, and a singer Tambo Katumai, Mekakoni, Kenda Mewara Kikimuniti, Combalatin in Berna, Nomani Bakabakarau, and a signage Nabonga Babinaka, a son of Matabal, and the family. worship. Thank you for that effort. We are not going to be able to do that. That's very good, and that's a sign of loyalty. But let the delegated things that come from our level, you quicken or you hasten to see through from your end. So yet again, we wish you all the best in getting all those things ready. If you need help, please do give us a call, and we'll let you know, and we'll guide you to the right person, to help you with your pending work. So that's on the vaccination. And also today is the closure of our virtual, as you can see the cake out there, virtual conference for those of you that are logging in all over the world. Thank you for joining us, especially too for Fiji. Team Fiji, I believe you were joining us on Facebook for the last 2 days. We would like to stand today to say thank you. Thank you for that commitment, because the virtual was meant for foreign zone, but we had requested for leaders to join in on Facebook just to know, hear, listen to what transpired with the foreign zone. So at least we can be on the same page, and we would like to stand today to say thank you for the commitment and everything that you people continue to do. Well, today is Kingdom Economics, and it's a God of Foundation program, but we always pick this time to talk about Kingdom Economics. Being in the Kingdom, serving the King of Kings, and being the child of the King of Kings, it makes you belong, to the Kingdom living that brings about everything that is Kingdom purpose. And not only that, you are actually determined, ordained by the Kingdom Economics. And that's what we want to talk to you people about today. And yesterday on the Bible verse, I was reading it again today on the Psalms 2, 7, and 8. And I really love this in this verse. And he says, I proclaim this, this is proclaimed by the Lord. And he decreed that today, he said that today I will call you my son, and I have become your father.
Hallelujah.
And to me, when you hear that, he's declaring to you that he is God. He is declaring to you and decreeing his goodness over your life. And not only that, he has given us the authority. So as you listen today, whether you're an elderly person, or maybe you have a family, or maybe you're a student, or just a young girl or a young boy, listen to us this morning. Know for a fact that God has given you the authority, meaning that God has given you that ability for you to rise up and know that he is your father. He said that today I call you my son, and I will tell you that I am your father. I have become your father. So God is actually telling you today. Maybe are you listening today and you said, okay, I don't even know who my father is biologically. I'm a child of wedlock. I didn't even know. I'm being brought up by my grandparents, or maybe by my auntie, or maybe by my other relatives. But today, that's one thing that we can all come even, whether you have a family, or whether you know your family, whether you know your father, or you don't know your father. The beautiful thing about it, because God is declaring that today he has become your father.
Hallelujah.
And when he said he is become your father, he says that he will give the nations as your inheritance, and he will give you the ends of the earth as your possession. How good and how great can that be? Well, that is your right. So this morning we would like to encourage you that God has given you the authority and given every individual the authority. Don't ever look at yourself and say, okay, I'm too young for that. I'm still, taking along my grandparents, or tagging along my parents. I'm too young to be even thinking on my own. I'm too young to be thinking, what my future brings. No, this is the moment. This is the time. Because when you know that you're the child of God, when you know the authority that is God-given, you have so much confidence and boldness. Whatever the world throw your way, whatever comes, that is not to your, expectation, you know in your heart, you're a survivor. And you know whatever that comes your way, you will survive it. And it's, just like the pandemic.
The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, for those that believe his name, so we can become the child of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Just by believing in Jesus.
Yes.
In John 1 12, the Bible says, for those that believe this name, and that is the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They have been given the right and the authority to be called.
Hallelujah.
To be called the children
yes.
of the Most High God. So we are qualified to be called the children of the Most High God. And become heirs to the kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah, that means God becomes our father. And the Bible says, for those that believe this name, signs and wonders will follow them.
Hallelujah.
So there are benefits of being the child of
yes.
the Most High God. And how to become a child of the Most High God? Believe in Jesus Christ. There is no other way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one shall come to the Father except through him.
Yeah.
So the access to God the Father
through
is through Jesus.
Yes.
So not only that, not only do we go and celebrate in heaven, that's after this life.
Amen.
But when you live in this life, the Bible says, you will be given the authority to step on the scorpion and the snake.
Hallelujah.
Not only that, in Mark chapter 16, the Bible says, for those that believe his name, the signs and wonders will follow
him. Hallelujah.
That means miracle.
Yeah.
The things that you try out for years, you struggle for years. But when you believe his name, the favor of nature, the favor of people, the favor of those in leadership, because you become the child of the
Most High. Hallelujah, yes.
So the favor, if you are in the sea, if you are a fisherman, the favor of being a fisherman, that means the fish will come after you. That's why Jesus said, you move to the deep, throw the net to the right-hand side of the boat. See? They've been fishing their whole night just because they believe this name. They believe Jesus.
Hallelujah. So you're listening today. It's very easy to trust in him. Maybe you say to yourself, okay, I've been serving this God. I do devotion. I pray to him. I do fasting. But you cannot see anything happening in your life. Look, maybe you're looking the other direction. You need to feel him. You need to know him. You need to be confident. You need to believe that there is a name and his name is Jesus. Yesterday,
hallelujah,
we were really blessed by the standout program, weren't you?
Yeah. Now,
you know, we were very blessed. We have this Pastor Rudule all the way from England speaking about his childhood and about what he had gone through. And being the child of God, you know, his authority is the child of God. Losing his mom, you know, in the way that he didn't like, and rebelling against God and hating God for whatever had happened, feeling the resentment and bitterness about it, and how he came out of it, and how now he's found God's goodness and his faithfulness over his life, over his wife, and over his four boys. And we had Marisol Law all the way from the Western Division. We really challenged by her confidence, very confident. You know, she is the head girl at Anura High School there in Singataka. The confidence she had, and being proud to be called a Christian,
oh,
and being
hallelujah,
proud to declare her God. Oh, that is powerful.
God,
and that can only happen when you know your God, when you believe in your God, when you're so definitely sure that nothing will ever shake you, but your God is going to take you through. And it's very encouraging just to hear that. And we were really humbled with that inspiring story by Lazarus Sosivedi yesterday. Oh, that was so powerful. Very powerful. Really got me yesterday. Really hit me on a high note. You know, when he shared the inability, you know, he said he has this vision impairment, and then one of his eye, he said, if I have to close my eye, if you have to close your right eye, that is exactly what I'm seeing. One of my eye cannot, you know, really, it's not functioning, but only one eye, I can only see with one eye. And then according to him, all throughout his school life, you know, he's been victimized or bullied in school, or, you know, given the special treatment that he really didn't like, and everything that he'd gone through in life. One thing that really stood out yesterday, you know, his zeal, his positivity, and also his passion.
Hallelujah.
Against all odds, regardless of what he's going through. Now he's on year two and doing very well on his IT study, you know, in college, and very good. I mean, just by hearing yesterday, to me, I was challenged with that fact. If God, you know, doing and creating you the way you are, everything that is all 100%, you know, the ability to love him, the ability to trust him, and the ability to be being positive against all odds. To make you perfect the way you are. But yet, we are full of negativity. We are always whining. We are always moaning. We are always complaining. And here he is, you know, like, somebody that is lacking something, but yet he lived life to the fullest and he enjoyed life to the fullest and is so full of positivity and he's very encouraging yesterday. So we would like to remind you today, know for a fact that there is a God and his name is Jesus. Whether you haven't served him the way you're supposed to be, or maybe you're just doing it out of routine because you need to, or maybe your parents tell you to go to church, or maybe you're listening to us today because your mother said, okay, come here, sit here and listen to the preaching today. And you're sitting here and you're watching us and said, okay, what are these two talking about? I don't even know what are they talking about. Well, we are talking to you about Jesus, and this God will never ever fail you. Your mom and your dad may fail you at one time, but not him. According to his words in Psalm 27:10, that your mother or your mother can leave you, the mother that give birth to you, or, you know, give you, breastfeed you from her breast, But I, your God, will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And that is the God that you're serving today. And his name is Jesus. Be comforted. You know, just be comfortable with the fact that he is there with you, that he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you, because he has given you the authority. Oh, hallelujah.
When you believe in God and you know that God is with you, when
Amen.
You know that God is on your side, there, your mindset will be just full of positivity.
Amen.
Or positiveness. Whatever you see, you are not seeing the negative. You are seeing the positive. There is always a way that you can conquer and maneuver or navigate whatever is in front of you.
Amen.
That's what happened to Caleb and Joshua. The great story of the spies that was sent out by Moses. Moses ya andua maina na mata maina ve tinikarua na ebusa. Nirasala kwa rasa rida na banua okena nirelisumai. Whatever they share, it was true. It was right. Ertamata lelebu, erambai lelebu. And they said, but the land is very fertile and fruits are good. And they said, but we cannot go there because these people, they can fight. They are big. They are well prepared.
And they look like grasshoppers.
They look like the grasshoppers in front of these giants.
Hallelujah.
And when they look at them, they are not looking at them as Israelites. They are also looking at them like grasshoppers. That's when Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, no. Whatever you saw was right, but we have God with us.
Hallelujah.
See? When you have God with you, whatever you see is very positive. It can be done.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's what Joshua saw. That's what Moses saw. That's what David saw. You know, and it is a challenge to us today, regardless of the negativity, regardless
yes.
of the pandemic, regardless of the situation, because we are not defined by what we are going through. For Sosideni, he's not defined because of the handicap that he he is defined
his
by
vision,
God.
Eh? Yeah.
And he can do the whatever that is thrown at him. I mean, he's doing well with his IT at the moment.
Yeah, and he can even do it better
than those that are.
Hallelujah!
100%.
Yes.
And that is why we need God in this
yes.
life. Hallelujah! Because he said, "I already conquer the world."
Amen.
The Bible says, when Paul was confessing in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things because Christ is in me.
Hallelujah.
When you have Christ in you, you are connected to God. Your source is God.
Amen.
Regardless what happened outside, regardless what happened in your banua, regardless what happened to your company, regardless what happened in the nation, you are connected inside to God.
Hallelujah.
So you are not determined, you are not defined by what you face.
Yes.
The pandemic, the no money,
yeah,
no
money,
food.
No food, no clothes, no house,
you
no
are
gare.
Not
Hallelujah.
Defined by that.
Yes, in
because
Jesus'
your source is in Jesus.
Yes.
That's why Paul said, I can do all things. You throw me into prison, you throw me into the sea, you put me on the mountain, regardless of the situation and the penalty
Hallelujah.
That you throw at me. I can do all things. Why? Because Christ is in him.
Oh, hallelujah.
The Bible says, Christ in me is a hope of glory. And that's why we are sharing against all odds.
Hallelujah.
And I was sharing this morning, Jesus never go against Pontius Pilate in the time of his ministry.
Amen.
3.5 years, he never go against the Roman government. He was just talking about the kingdom. He was talking about the character. He was talking about our day-to-day life.
Hallelujah.
He was followed by multitudes. They never put a placard. Romans, go back to Rome. He never do that. He was continue to preach the kingdom, because regardless where you live in this planet, regardless what nation,
Amen.
Regardless of how rude our leadership or our incorrect, or maybe they make so many mistakes, that's not for us to judge them. That's for us to continue to believe in God, because God in us is a hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
He never make a protest march in Jerusalem
yes.
or in Samaria or maybe the city of Tiberias. They never do that. They continue to preach. Bless are the pure in heart,
yes.
for they shall see God. Bless are those that give, they have a humble in their heart, because they will inherit the land. Bless those that want to eat and drink righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Because they will be fed. He was talking about the character building. He was talking about soul searching. He was talking about for us connected Amen. To God. He never talk about rebellion spirit. He never talk about going against those in leadership. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. So when you connected to Jesus, you are connected to God. And everything that will be thrown at you, you have the capacity, the ability. Why? Whatever you touch shall flourish.
Yes.
Kami kena wala tambu na nrauna ena senga ni malai ena nroka nroka tunga kana senga ni mundu na vua vuai.
Yeah, that is the beauty about serving this God. He doesn't force himself on you or he doesn't force you to believe in him. He is always available, but the choice is yours. And if you're listening in today, maybe you have no regards for God whatsoever throughout your life, but today, maybe, start thinking about it and consider the fact that this God is more than what you think you are. And according to his word, as you know, memorizing the Psalms 8 from 3 to 6, he says, when I consider the heaven, when he actually look out, David the psalmist, and look out to the skies, and he said, when I consider the heaven, the moon and the stars that you put in place, what is man that you think of me, mere man, and yet you care for me. You created me just a little lower than the heavenly beings, and you crowned me with your glory and your honor.
Oh,
and
hallelujah.
You placed all the authority to me. You gave me the authority over all that you have created. And that's the authority that God has given you, whether you like it or not. God has given you that. You need to do your part. You need to believe in him. You need to embrace him. You need to receive him as your personal savior. But He has given you the authority. Don't keep on walking, keeping your head down. Look up and know that you serve a living God, and he has given you the authority. Look, whatever that you have been going through until today, tell that spirit and tell the thing to leave you right now. You stand up and say to yourself, no, I am a child of the living God. My God has crowned me with his honor and his glory. My God has given me the authority over all that he has created. School children, if you're listening to me today,
Hallelujah.
Maybe you're struggling with your schoolwork. Yes. Now it's open book exams. A lot of people, a lot of schools are actually going through exams last week and this week. I don't know which, you know, volume of work that you're trying to fix now. I don't know the struggles that you're going through. You miss your teacher because you want to consult. You miss the teacher because you want to ask them. And you're struggling. You're struggling and you're struggling. And not only that, you're sharing the catches at home. So most of the classes you're missing. So you're really out and about there. And you've given up. In actual fact, you've just given up. But I would like to encourage you today.
Hallelujah.
Please come today to encourage you today. Continue to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Commit all unto his presence. Maybe you lack the confidence. Ask God to give you that boldness and confidence. Maybe you have a fear. in you. Most of the time, you fear for the unknown, fear for nothing. Like you panic at all times and you cannot get rid of that. Look, stand still in the eyes of God and know today that He has given you the authority. Hallelujah. And that authority is not defined to us, not defined to us because we're ministry leaders or because we are grandparents or because we are elders. No, that authority is given to anyone and everyone who believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't miss today. You need to know your right as a child of God, and you need to know the authority that God has given you. Don't go another day without Him. Take today as that day. Embrace that authority and say to yourself, I am blessed to be known as a Christian. I am blessed to serve a living God that is alive and active and care for me and love me beyond. Oh, hallelujah.
The most wonderful decision a man or woman can make is to receive Jesus as their personal Savior.
Amen. I believe that.
And that's why it's very important for those of us that you are watching today. You haven't made that decision.
Yes.
You've been watching program. You're listening to preachers in my TV or maybe in YouTube, in your denomination. But you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. Remember, the Bible says He's standing at the door and He's knocking. And He said Himself, behold, I'm at the door knocking.
Amen.
If anyone hears my voice,
yes,
and opens the door, that means the door of his life, and I'll come in and have supper with him.
Oh, hallelujah.
He will have supper with me. When He's knocking at the door, He knows exactly what you're going through. The reason why He's knocking is disturbing you. He's trying to get our attention.
Amen.
And He will try to get our attention in every way. Maybe somebody preaching just like this.
Yes.
That we are coming through television or maybe Facebook. And maybe a situation that you go through, maybe sickness or maybe poverty and lack. There are situations that He's knocking at our door.
Amen.
And He wants, because as you said, He'll never force Himself.
Yes.
He will never bust down the door. He has every authority to bust down the door. He is the door. He can just stand in your life. He just come in because He is the door. But He will respect our decision. So this morning, my friend, wherever you are, maybe you belong to a church. Or maybe you just backslidden last week.
Amen.
Or last month or last year or for so long. Today we are encouraging you, because when you know the authority, the benefits of walking with God. You know, when we talk about heaven, that's the main one. That's the real thing.
Hallelujah.
But before heaven, before that, you are reaping.
Yes.
I will read to us what the Bible says in Luke chapter 18, verse 29 and 30. The Bible says, assuredly I say to you, because Peter asked Jesus, we left everything. We left our home. We left our parents. We left our brothers. And we come and follow you. Then Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who left house of or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not receive many times more in this present time, and in the age to come, eternal life. Eternal life is heaven. That's the main one. But the Bible says hundredfold in this life. Hundredfold.
Hallelujah.
So whatever you facing in this life, you're not supposed to be determined by your past failures.
Yes.
Or your background. Or maybe handicaps that you go through.
Yes.
Or maybe your neighbors. No, you are determined by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You are defined by the word of God. The word of God have a future for you.
Amen.
And that's why it's very important for us to surrender our life to Jesus Christ and accept Him as our personal Savior this wonderful morning.
Hallelujah.
We're just presenting the gospel to you. And the gospel is the story, a wonderful story about Jesus Christ. And He's there knocking at your door of your life. And the Bible says, when you believe this name, you know, a teacher of the law came and said, ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment in this life? What is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, listen, O Israel, this is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart,
amen,
with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. And then you will love your neighbor. The benefit of receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. The Bible says hundredfold in this life. He's not talking about money. He's not talking about silver. He's not talking about gold. He's talking about the way that we live our
Hallelujah.
Life. Wherever you turn to, hundredfold will come your way.
Amen.
The favor of the people around you. Whether you like it or not, there will be favor. people will come in. People will open doors. It will not fall from heaven, the people that you live with, because the knowing Christ in you is the hope of glory. And I want to challenge our life again and again and again. The impossible will happen in your life. And maybe you are struggling, just a simple food on the table.
Hallelujah.
You're struggling with your life every day. When you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, there's a peace that beyond human understanding that will settle in you. We are not living a life, enjoyable life in this world because of money, not because of the great building that we built, not
Hallelujah.
Because of the achievement in the society or the position into our tradition and culture. No. It is the presence of God in our life.
Hallelujah.
The peace that nobody can give, the peace that no money can give, or the position, or the fame that we attain. No, it is knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He is the one that go with us,
Hallelujah.
Lead us, and guide us in every situation. The problem that we go through, and the sadness that come our way. Maybe that you've lost a loved one, or maybe you fail with your company or with your business. And there are so many things is on your table right now. I want to challenge our life today. He said in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30, come unto me, all of you Hallelujah. Are tired of carrying heavy loads. There are so many heavy loads, the spiritual one, the mental one, and the physical one.
Amen.
There are so many loads that you walk around
Hallelujah.
With. This is the time. He said, come unto me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul.
Amen.
Take my yoke and yes. put it on you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take ownership and be accountable. God has given you a lot on your plate. And as you're listening to us, and we're going now towards our Holy Communion together with the prayer requests that we have in front of us here. And I believe as you're listening in today, you also have your list there written, either on the book with you or on the little note in your Bible or in your mind, and you're listening to us today. So regardless of the status that you're in, like what Pastor Lewis has just mentioned, some of you are really grieving, mourning with the things that you have gone through. There's no solace, or whatever that we say, whatever words that we can use, whatever prayers that we can mention or utter in your presence, it's going to take away the sorrows that you're going
Amen,
through.
Amen.
But the only assurance that you have, knowing that this God, He is faithful, He is going to give you the peace that surpasses all human understanding, because only He can give that and do that to you. So we just would like to commit everybody, like what
Amen.
I said, I've shared already. I had a brother, my eldest brother. He had his only one daughter. He had a daughter. His only daughter passed on Tuesday, and his wife, because she was grieving so much for their only daughter, and she also passed on Thursday, just on the same week. I mean, who can stand that? It's inhuman just to relieve the moments. And there can be other situations, other cases, you know, like what he's facing. Because when we came and visited him, I was really blessed in the fact that he's holding on very strongly in his faith. And he said, you know, I looked around. All these things that we have achieved, it means nothing. The only thing that I'm waiting now is to go and join them. You know, like the kind of life. You may be so busy doing whatever that you're doing now, but you need to know whatever that you're doing now, how it's going to contribute to your end time.
Yes,
how
sir.
It's going to contribute to your the life after, because your life can be taken today. Your life doesn't need to wait until you're 70, 80. Your life can be taken earlier, because only God knows what's going to happen in your life.
Hallelujah.
But as you're still living today, try and make the right decisions and try to live a life that is pleasing to God. And some of us, we want good things, but we are lazy. Some of us, we want good things. We only do some things sometimes, and we don't do it all the time. This is the time to change your attitude, because the attitude can damage, and also not only damage, take away the good things that God has in store for you. So before we pray, and before we go through Holy Communion and pray this prayer request and bring in the prayer box, we would like to encourage you and
Amen.
Also
Amen.
Invite you at home now, if you can stand and join us as you partake in Holy Communion, and stand with God today and believe that with God, through all His words,
Hallelujah.
You believe that it's going to come and manifest in your life. And you need to believe in Him. Psalms 23:1, that the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. So whatever list you have, believe in your heart, you have everything that He needs. And according to His words in Philippians 4:19, that your God will supply your needs according to his richness in glory. Whatever that you're desiring, whatever that you have written in your list,
Hallelujah.
There's nothing that you can do, not from your resources, but through God and his glorious richness that's going to supply that into your bosom and supply that into your life. And always remember, as you come before God, keep away from the love of money. It says in Hebrews 13:5-6, keep away from the love of money and be happy, be content with what you have. For the Lord God has said to you today,
Hallelujah.
Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So if you know that you're coming to do things the way you do things because you love money, or you love money and it's gotten you to be the different kind of person that you were, so today make that decision and walk away from the love of money and just be happy and be content for what God has given or placed on your table, and have faith in God today. So whatever list that you have with you, as we take you through the Holy Communion today, trust in God and have faith in God, because faith pleases God. But you need to believe that he exists and he will reward those who diligently seek him.
Hallelujah. As we about to partake the bread, represent his body.
Amen.
And also we are about to partake the wine, represent his blood.
Amen.
New covenant. Eh? This is one great moment in our life, yes, as we walk with God. Because this is what he said to the disciple. Always do this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Yeah. So this is something very special.
Yeah.
So wherever you are, at home or as a family or individually, let us come before the Lord. Let us partake the bread, represent his body.
Amen.
Let us partake the wine, represent his blood. Father God, we come before you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Your commandment to the disciple, your commandment to the followers.
Yes, Father.
The commandment to those that love you, that make a decision. Right around the globe, those that are partaking with us right now.
In Jesus' name.
We pray, Father God, for healing, restoration.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God, for open doors and opportunity.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father God, for their faith. That we are partaking this because our faith in you, our faith in your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we remember your body. We remember your blood. We remember your power. We remember the wisdom and the knowledge that you impart to the disciple and to the people. And we are receiving it right now. Thank you, Father God, for the commitment and the commandment. We are so blessed this wonderful
Father,
morning.
Yes, Father, thank you.
And we also thank you, Father God, for the promises that comes with it, the package of Holy Communion. And we thank you, Father God, not forgetting the list that are in this box.
Thank you for the answered
prayer. We pray, Father God, for the answered prayer and the tick list. Thank you, Father God, for the restoration of relationship.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father God, for the open doors of a promotion.
Yes,
thank you for the healing, Father God. Every sickness, every spirit of infirmity that are cast out from their body as we live a healthy life and wealthy life according to your word. We believe in you and every prayer request in this box. Every prayer request, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. All those children, all those applications, the visa, the promotion, thank you, Father God. All those that request the fruit of their womb, thank you, Father God. We receive it this morning. We receive it this morning.
We receive your miracle.
And we thank you, Father God, because you are a miracle working God. We depend on that. We trust in that because you say so. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and all of your soul. We thank you, Father God, as we receive the answer to all the prayer requests this morning. We give you the glory,
amen,
and the honor and the praises. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the answered prayers. For those of you that are standing with us, who stood with us, and always standing with us with your list, we continue to receive that because God's provision and God's a miracle,
yes,
you know, can happen in your life. And we believe that. So as we were reading out the prayer list, I would like to go more specific. We had the list that has been sent. Some are actually sent on Viber. And a few have been sent on email or written notes, dropped off at my TV.
Facebook.
And we would like to read this prayer out, because we believe it's the same prayer list that you're sitting on. Some of you are sitting on your driving license, waiting on driving license, or work opportunities. You're still looking for work. Or maybe you're in the work waiting for promotion, open doors of opportunities in your workplace.
Hallelujah.
And also your children, their future. Some of you, you see maybe... for some of you on the airtime investors, you're paying for the program such as this, for this program. Somebody's investing. Somebody's paying for this air program. So for those of you airtime investors, you have been giving in your children's name. We have the Tangitha Kimbau children all the way from England. We have the Nesua boys all the way from Scotland. We have the Radhule boys in England. We have the Ali girls here in Fiji. We have the Wangainambete boys here in Fiji. We have a lot of families that have given in their names of their children to be the name of the program that they're sitting towards, and they pray for those programs. And as you come in agreement every day and every Sunday, as we come and pray, continue to believe, because their future is actually on your sitting today. The power of your sitting today, you are placing your trust in the Lord to look out for their future. And not only that, for their exams result as and when it comes out. So for those of you that are sent with your children, maybe some of your children in tertiary studies or Pacific flying school, or training to be a pilot, or maybe in overseas universities and they're studying abroad. Now with the closed skies, you can hardly see them, and they're going through their struggles on their own, and you're thinking of them because you are their parents. So this is the time to commit them to the Lord and continue to believe and continue to receive. As you write your list, you're penning it with faith, knowing that your God has already done that for you.
Hallelujah.
And also, as you seed and as you give, you transfer, you hand deliver, you also place to God your dream and your aspirations for your family. Things that you discuss as a family, you place it to God. We have one prayer request and one prayer list at the family now. On the whiteboard where the children sit after their study during the day, they will sit together and pray. They pray their all intermittent prayers during the day. When we sit for our devotion in the night,
we'll pray.
A family, we'll pray again. So, we have a big list sitting there. One was for Israel, who is one of my grandson in class 8, waiting for his school for next year with the current situation. Not really sure what is out there, but the assurance knowing you're believing in God and he's going to take
God
care of it.
God knows our future.
Yeah, and we had that list. We had Israel's school for next year and his result, as well as Captain Cook cruise that we want to take as a family. And our family is like huge. And to take them is like huge. And all that, we're writing it to God. And also for the children and their schoolwork and their spiritual life, on how they love God. And just to sidetrack a bit, this is a grandson of mine, Israel. Israel, he's got rheumatic heart disease. And he came home. I actually sponsored and financially support them over the years. But last 3 years, I believe it was, 3 or 4 years ago, he came home to stay home. Or him and his brother came and stay home, Israel and Nathaniel. Hello, Israel. And when they came, they were in a particular primary school, and it was a struggle. So looking through his result on the first test, he can fail two of his subjects, rating at about 10 and 20. And that was unusual for me, for all the children that I've raised. And I used to counsel him and used to guide him and pray with him and invest a lot on tutorial. I believe I'm the grandmother that invests a lot in tutorial. Right opposite our home, we have two university teachers there, and they have provided a tutorial for children. I put him there and I asked his school teacher to tutor him too, and I took him to Papa's tutorial in Namboa. Anything that is available, I was grabbing it for Israel. So a year later, I see change in his results. He's started getting 50 and 60s, and I was happy with that because from what he wants. But I was telling him, don't rest there, because you're going to, you went to another school from that primary school, so you need to work a little bit more harder, which he did. And surprisingly, I was just thankful to God. Last week, he went to pick his results, because now we are looking for his school next year. And we are just so amazed. I was really dumbfounded, and I was just so amazed. And at the same time, I'm humbled towards God for his goodness. And that is why it's important for you to write your list. The one guy in the better boys, those are my grandchildren. And I write that as one of the airtime, sitting to that airtime and believing that God is going to work miraculously for my grandsons. And he did. He never failed. When I received that report, he had, the Holy Trinity, they have a different coding, C, B, and they have a P for proficient, and they have A, for excellent. And according to the teacher's report, he had B, P, only a few marks away from excellent and A. I mean, who does that? That's just God. I'm relating you my story on how powerful it is as you write your name for your whatever that you're going through. Write the names of your children. Write the names of your situation. Write it down and send it towards God and believe that God is going to work miraculously, just like as we pray every Sunday from here to commit it to the Lord. So for those of you, and this is what we do, we write a summary of all of the things that you bring in, and we pray for it every Sunday. Don't worry, it's confidential, and we file this away, and this box is full of your little scribbles and your little notes, or the ones that we take on the phone. This goes to another big trunk, and it's actually stationed in our war room, position at headquarters in Lodala Beach Estate. So from here, it goes there, and every week we empty this box. So on that note, we would like to encourage you, do not ever give up on things that you're going through. Continue to hold on fast to the things of God. And on that note, thank you for joining us today. Ngaselebo will be able to come back to you at 3 o'clock this afternoon with his team of men sharing on the power of giving. So when you're free, please join him. And we'll see you again next Sunday at 10:30. Vinaka.
Have a blessed Fiji Day, Fiji.
Yes.
And God be with us until next Sunday. Amen.
It has been sent. Some are actually sent on Viber. And a few have been sent on email or written notes, dropped off at my TV.
Facebook.
And we would like to read this prayer out, because we believe it's the same prayer list that you're sitting on. Some of you are sitting on your driving license, waiting on driving license, or work opportunities. You're still looking for work. Or maybe you're in the work waiting for promotion, open doors of opportunities in your workplace.
Hallelujah.
And also your children, their future. Some of you, you see maybe... for some of you on the airtime investors, you're paying for the program such as this, for this program. Somebody's investing. Somebody's paying for this air program. So for those of you airtime investors, you have been giving in your children's name. We have the Tangitha Kimbau children all the way from England. We have the Nesua boys all the way from Scotland. We have the Radhule boys in England. We have the Ali girls here in Fiji. We have the Wangainabete boys here in Fiji. We have a lot of families that have given in their names of their children to be the name of the program that they're sitting towards, and they pray for those programs. And as you come in agreement every day and every Sunday, as we come and pray, continue to believe, because their future is actually on your sitting today. The power of your sitting today, you are placing your trust in the Lord to look out for their future. And not only that, for their exams result as and when it comes out. So for those of you that are sent with your children, maybe some of your children in tertiary studies or Pacific flying school, or training to be a pilot, or maybe in overseas universities and they're studying abroad. With the closed skies, you can hardly see them, and they're going through their struggles on their own, and you're thinking of them because you are their parents. So this is the time to commit them to the Lord and continue to believe and continue to receive. As you write your list, you're penning it with faith, knowing that your God has already done that for you.
Hallelujah.
And also, as you seed and as you give, you transfer, you hand deliver, you also place to God your dream and your aspirations for your family. Things that you discuss as a family, you place it to God. We have one prayer request at school, and it was a struggle. So looking through his result on the first test, he can fail two of his subjects, rating at about 10 and 20. Today, they will sit together and pray. They pray their all intermittent prayers during the day. When we sit for our devotion in the night,
we'll
as a family, we'll pray again. So we have a big list sitting there. One was for Israel, who is one of my grandson in class 8, waiting for his school for next year with the current situation. Not really sure what is out there, but the assurance knowing you're believing in God and he's going to take
God
care of
it. Oh, God knows our future.
Yeah, and we had that list. We had Israel's school for next year and his result, as well as Captain Cook Cruise that we want to take as a family. And our family is like huge. And to take them is like huge. And all that, we're writing it to God. And also for the children and their schoolwork and their spiritual life on how they love God. And just to sidetrack a bit, this is a grandson of mine, Israel. Israel, he's got rheumatic heart disease. And he came home. I actually sponsor and financially support them over the years. But last 3 years, I believe it was, 3 or 4 years ago, he came home to stay home. Or him and his brother came and stay home, Israel and Nathaniel. Hello, Israel. And when they came, they were in a particular primary school, and it was a struggle. So looking through his result on the first test, he can fail two of his subjects, rating at about 10 and 20. And that was unusual for me, for all the children that I've raised. And I used to counsel him and used to guide him and pray with him and invest a lot on tutorial. I believe I'm the grandmother that invests a lot in tutorial. Right opposite our home, we have two university teachers there, and they have provided a tutorial for children. I put him there and I asked his school teacher to tutor him too, and I took him to Papa's tutorial in Namboa. Anything that is available, I was grabbing for me, for all the children that I've raised. And I used to counsel him and used to guide him and pray with him and invest a lot on tutorial. I believe I'm the grandmother that invests a lot in tutorial. Right opposite our home, we have two university teachers there, and they have provided a tutorial for children. I put him there and I asked his school teacher to change in his results. He started getting 50 and 60s, and I was happy with that because from what he was. But I was telling him, don't rest there, because you're going to another school from that primary school, so you need to work a little bit more harder, which he did. And surprisingly, I was just thankful to God. Last week, he went to pick his results because now we are looking for his school next year. And we are just so amazed. I was really dumbfounded, and I was just so amazed. And at the same time, I'm humbled towards God for his goodness. And that is why it's important for you to write your list. The Wanga and the Mbete boys, those are my grandchildren. And I write that as one of the airtime, sitting to that airtime and believing that God is going to work miraculously for my grandsons. And he did. He never failed. When I received that report, he had, the Holy Trinity, they have a different coding, C, B, and they have a P for proficient, and they have A, for excellent. And according to the teacher's report, he had B, P, only a few marks away from excellent and A. I mean, who does that? That's just God. I'm relating you my story on how powerful it is as you write your name for your whatever that you're going through. Write the names of your children. Write the names of your situation. Write it down and sit it towards God and believe that God is going to work miraculously, just like as we pray every Sunday from here and to commit it to the Lord. So for those of you, and this is what we do, we write a summary of all of the things that you bring in and we pray for it every Sunday. Don't worry, it's confidential. And we file this away. And this box is full of your little scribbles and your little notes, or the ones that we take on the phone. This goes to another big trunk, and it's actually stationed in our war room, position in at headquarters in Lodala Beach Estate. So from here, it goes there, and every week we empty this box. So on that note, we would like to encourage you, do not ever give up on things that you're going through. Continue to hold on fast to the things of God. And on that note, thank you for joining us today. Ngasilewo will be able to come back to you at 3 o'clock this afternoon, yeah, with his team of men sharing on the power of giving. So when you're free, please join him. And we'll see you again next Sunday at 10:30. Vinaka.
Have a blessed Fiji Day, Fiji.
Yes.
And God be with us until next Sunday. Amen.
No change in his results. He started getting 50 and 60s. And I was happy with that because from what he was. But I was telling him, don't rest there, because you're going to, you're going to another school from that primary school. So you need to work a little bit more harder, which he did. And surprisingly, I was just thankful to God. Last week, he went to pick his results because now we are looking for his school next year. And we are just so amazed. I was really dumbfounded. And I was just so amazed. And at the same time, I'm humbled towards God for his goodness. And that is why it's important for you to write your list. The Wanga and the Mbete boys, those are my grandchildren. And I write that as one of the airtime, sitting to that airtime and believing that God is going to work miraculously for my grandsons. And he did. He never failed. When I received that report, he had, the Holy Trinity, they have a different coding, C, B, and they have a P for proficient, and they have A, for excellent. And according to the teacher's report, he had B, P, only a few marks away from excellent and A. I mean, who does that? That's just God. I'm relating you my story on how powerful it is as you write your name for your whatever that you're going through. Write the names of your children. Write the names of your situation. Write it down and sit it towards God and believe that God is going to work miraculously, just like as we pray every Sunday from here and to commit it to the Lord. So for those of you, and this is what we do, we write a summary of all of the things that you bring in and we pray for it every Sunday. Don't worry, it's confidential. Confidential, and we file this away. And this box is full of your little scribbles and your little notes, or the ones that we take on the phone. This goes to another big trunk, and it's actually stationed in our war room, position in at headquarters in Lodala Beach State. So from here, it goes there, and every week we empty this box. So on that note, we would like to encourage you, do not ever give up on things that you're going through. Continue to hold on fast to the things of God. And on that note, thank you for joining us today. Ngaselebo will be able to come back to you at 3 o'clock this afternoon,
yeah,
with his team of men sharing on the power of giving. So when you're free, please join him. And we'll see you again next Sunday at 10:30. Vinaka.
Have a blessed Fiji Day, Fiji.
Yes.
And God be with us until next Sunday. Amen.